Great mornings begin
with Gift Grub, only on Today FM.
What's going on? Oh, there's nobody invading the studio. On the phone. The Taoiseach. The Taoiseach. What? Hello, Micheál.
Good morning, Ian. Good morning. Just a small little prank there.
I asked the hearts crossways in me there.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I asked your producer Charlie to do the little noise for me.
Very good.
I wanted to congratulate you. Going forward on Today FM for a magnificent and fun week of mayhem. Very exciting.
Yeah.
And very entertaining.
You enjoyed it, did you?
Yeah. Sweet of pranks, I must say. So well done to all, and we had great crack. In the doll, playing mayhem ourselves in Leinster House.
Go on, what kind of stuff are you doing?
I know. What goes on in Leinster House stays in Leinster House. But this morning, Simon Harris. Sorry.
What did he do?
Simon Harris, he invaded the cabinet meeting dressed as a bike shed.
Oh, very good.
It was very good. It was very good. Yeah. We fell around the place laughing in fairness.
Well, thank you very much, Micheál. I'm glad we entertained you there. Actually, the bookies are actively taking bets on who's going to win Mayhem. That's going to be announced later on this afternoon during the Ray Foley show. Former bookie Ivan Yates is on the line. Ivan, Mayhem, what do you think?
In Mayhem 2026, I have the odds in front of me. Okay. The bookies have spoken. Right. Dave Moore.
Right.
Dressed as a waffle.
A waffle.
Everyone thought that this would be a career killer. He was 6-4 on to be in iRadio by the end of the week. Dermot Whelan was already in the building in situ, ready to take over.
Right, okay.
But the waffle has worked. The waffle has been popular. 8-1 was 8-1, now into 2-1, and evens each way.
Right.
Dara Quilty. Yeah. The oddball contender, the loose cannon of Today FM, turning into a quilt. Initially,
Quilty,
initially had people doing eye rolls. Double carpet, 33-1 was now 4-1.
Oh my God.
But you, Ian Dempsey.
Oh, excellent.
Your decision to dress up as an elf with a pointy green hat.
Yes.
In May, pretending it's Christmas, was seen by pundits as a potential personal catastrophe.
Oh, right.
A breakdown. Jeopardising 40 years of hard work.
Yeah.
Now, Ian Dempsey, you are favourite for Mayhem.
Oh!
Even money. Favourite.
Really?
Louise Cantillon's rave on Ray Foley.
That was very
11
good.
11-2.
Yeah.
And Paula McSweeney.
Oh, yeah.
The dark horse.
Yeah.
She is a course and distance specialist. We know that.
She was a blonde horse in this case.
She had the wig on for this one. Would have preferred wet conditions, but she's 4-1. It's all to play for.
Okay, well, listen, thank you very much, Ivan, for that.
Thank you.
I'm thrilled. It did feel as if, you know, it was a bit dodgy and a bit risky for me to actually do this. Oh, for God's sake! Who? What? What? Who's that? Is that somebody laughing or is that on the thing? Oh, it's on it, isn't it? Who? Michael O'Leary. Michael O'Leary.
Hello?
Hello, Michael.
Hello?
Hello, 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 hello. Hello,
I just
Michael.
Wanted to get my spoke in here. Yeah. This mayhem is the biggest load of nonsense I've ever seen in a workplace in my life. It's completely inappropriate to any organised workplace. You're supposed to be at work, not throwing snowballs around the studio at each other in May. What do you think would happen at Ryanair if Captain, I don't know, Fergus O'Dowd was taking off for Bratislava and another pilot burst into his cockpit dressed as a waffle? I would throw the creature out from 30,000 feet without a parachute.
Right, okay.
The only person allowed to dress up in this building is me. Now, get a life, go back to work, and shut up.
Great mornings begin
with Gift Grub, only on Today FM.